Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Hello?
Trying to think of all the years in which Bob Newhart has been one of the icons of television, not only with his very successful sitcoms, The Bob Newhart Show, and then the Newhart series, and several other shows that he's had through the years, but stand-up comedy, appearing on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, on Ed Sullivan, having one of the most successful comedy albums of all time. The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, which won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year. It beat out Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra and all the musical performers that year. It was the Album of the Year, and he was also named Best New Artist of the Year. Yes, a couple of Grammy Awards for all of that. We've been so lucky to have talked with Bob Newhart so many times over the years. And developed a friendship with him. We had to call him the other day and wish him a happy birthday. Bob turned 91 years old yesterday, and as you will hear, is sharp as ever, is funny as ever, and is with us once again on WGN.
We haven't talked for a while, so it's good to see you.
It's great to see you on this new technology. Who would have ever thought we would be doing interviews this way, right?
You know, I got into computers in like 1977, and because I knew my kids were going to get into it and they'd have questions. My kids are so far ahead of me with computers. I have to ask them every question. So.
Well, I give you a lot of credit, you know, for just, you know, for doing this. A lot of people, when they do these Zoom chats, you know, this is what they see. They see a half of a face. You know, you don't know what you're going to get. So you're in good shape. So you look great. You sound great. I presume that you're doing okay during this crazy pandemic, huh?
Well, it's like Groundhog Day. You know, I saw the movie and I enjoyed it, but I didn't know we'd be living it some years later. You know, I mean, it's like Groundhog Day. Every day, it's the same.
Yeah. You know? Have you pretty much been just sticking to the house?
Stuck in the house, yeah.
Yeah. What do you do to occupy your time?
Well, I'm great at projects. I never quite finish them. They're always kind of half done.
Yeah.
But I'm great at that. I am probably the best in the world at the end of the day, I've accomplished absolutely nothing and I'm exhausted.
Yeah. See, that's why we're friends. That's my life's goal is to, be great at doing absolutely nothing. And, at the end of the day.
And congratulations. It's been an incredible career.
I want to show you something. I'm here at my house in my home office. And you can see behind me, I've got pictures and, you know, things like that. This is one of the pictures that I have here in my home office. I hope you can see it. It's you on a WGN camera. Do you remember the circumstances with that?
WGN, the lobby of WGN, the rotunda, whatever you call it. And so they did the Emmys from the lobby of the Tribune Tower. And they asked me, I'd been on a show called The Dan Sorkin Show, which was seen by nobody. And in fact, our director said that when the show went on the air, if you put your head out the window, you could hear an audible going on all across Chicagoland, people tuning out. Because we followed Parr Show, and Parr had a huge audience.
Yeah.
So I did a thing called Abe Lincoln, a routine I had called Abe Lincoln. I hadn't even started doing stand-up yet. And So it was just for the advertising guys and guys in the business, in the television business. It wasn't televised anywhere. And I did the Abe Lincoln routine. It was well received. And I remember Alex Dreyer.
Sure. Famous newscaster in Chicago, sure.
Yeah, he was a war correspondent.
Yeah.
And and he said, what do you mean there's no talent in Chicago? And as a result of that, I did a Man on the Street show on ABC for Red Quinlan, which again was seen by nobody.
I'm seeing a pattern developing here, Bob.
And it's carried over. It was on opposite Captain Kangaroo and the Today Show.
Yeah.
Which were killers, you know. And so we were on for 16 weeks. We did 5 shows a week for 16 weeks. And we got 1 postcard. I wasn't even sure that the signal was getting out of the building. I don't know. Dan Sorkin, TJ in Chicago, you know, one of the top TJs in the country. The Warner Brother record people happened to be coming through town. And I had been on Dan's show on the after the Parr show. And he said, I had this friend of mine I think is funny. And they said, well, have him put down some of the stuff he's done. And we'll listen to it. So I put down Abe Lincoln. I put down the submarine commander and the driving instructor with the 3 routines I had at the time. And they said, okay, so we'll record you at your next nightclub. And I said, well, that's kind of a problem because I've never played a nightclub. So they said, well, we'll have to get you into a nightclub. So, and it took a while before I played a club called the Tidelands in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
And they were willing to take a chance on a guy just breaking into stand-up who had never done stand-up in his life. And went down, recorded the album, and you know the history of the album. It was the number one on the Billboard charts.
Yeah, the Button Down Mind album. Record. Yeah, that's...
Comedy records ever go to number one. And that was kind of the start of everything.
Yeah, it's it went to number one. It won Grammy Awards. It won record the album of the year that year. You beat out Sinatra and all the top vocalists of the day.
I'm a little nervous about beating out Sinatra, but yeah. nothing happened. Everything.
Yeah. But, I don't think there's ever been a comedy or spoken album again, ever, that won Album of the Year. It won every accolade. And by every measure, today, 60 years later, it's the 60th anniversary of The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart. It is still hilarious to listen to. It's not dated. It's not, that was funny all those years ago, but it's not now. It's still hilariously funny. There is just a timeless quality to what you did then, what you've done your whole career, and what you're still doing now.
Well, it's been a great ride. It's been just, as you mentioned, 60 years.
It's not surprising to me at all. Which brings me around to you celebrating your 91st birthday this week. Happy birthday to you, my friend. Thank you. That's so fantastic.
That's another thing I didn't think would last this long.
what do you attribute, your longevity, your sharpness, your just, you're running on all cylinders. It sure seems that way anyway.
Well, my wife and I, Jenny and I, this coming January, we'll be married 58 years, and people will ask me what do you account for the longevity of a marriage, and I really think laughter. I really think laughter is a very important part of life, especially now with the pandemic. Humor is really supposed to get you through these times. I mean, that's what comedians do. And And it's very important. It's very important in life. I think it's as important as breathing. I really do.
Yeah, that's part one of our interview with Bob Newhart. We'll share the second half, which he talks about Don Rickles and his secret to longevity. Lots of insight with the great Bob Newhart. Celebrated his 91st birthday yesterday. We'll get to that coming up in a little while. Coming up in our next hour as well, after 12 o'clock, we've got kind of a little mini food time show today. We're going to be off early because of White Sox baseball. But I wanted to spend a little bit of time because I know a lot of you are going to be out on the grills for the holiday weekend. We've been sharing some great recipes, doing some good cooking on TV, on the WGN TV morning news. Dean cooks mostly on Wednesdays. Sometimes it's on Fridays if there happen to be press conferences and things going on. But we did a great chicken wing recipe on the grill this past week. The lettuce cup, the chicken lettuce cup recipe that I did last week, a huge hit. I'm going to go over some of those recipes, all coming up in our next hour after the news. The ever-familiar theme of the Newhart TV sitcom, which Bob Newhart was innkeeper, a charming place in Vermont.
I think the music is by Henry Mancini, isn't it?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Dean. This is my partner, Schwani, and my other partner, Schwani. Oh, what if there were two of you? Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. What if there were two of you?
It's too much having one of each of us is plenty. That's such a funny show. That is still such a hilarious show.
The final moments of the show finale? Oh, among the best dream, in television.
The dream sequence.
Oh.
The dream sequence. Going back to Suzanne Plachette.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. He talks about having great writers and great performers with him. One of the other things that we talked about in our one-on-one Zoom interview with Bob Newhart was his original series, The Bob Newhart Show, in which he played the therapist whose office was right here on Michigan Avenue, right in downtown Chicago. And such a funny thing that he talks about. I asked him what people talk to him about all the time about that series.
You know, what's interesting is people in Chicago, when they watch the opening of where I get on the Ravenswood L.
Yeah.
When I go up, take it up north, I get off around Evanston, Lake Forest, somewhere like that. And every day I go 55 blocks past my stop on Sheridan Road. Now, would you want to go to a therapist, a psychologist, who went past his address every day of his life? You know?
That's so funny that people notice that. I noticed because I used to work in the building where your office was set, where you would see you go into the building. I used to work in that building myself, so I think about that every day. But my thought was, I mean, you've made all of us laugh all of these years. Who and what makes you laugh?
Well, I'll tell you who I think, aside from my friend Rickles, who, of course, passed a couple of years ago. I think Pryor is the most influential comedian for the past 50 years. He's incredible. I still quote from his albums. As a matter of fact, I gave him an award for a Lifetime Achievement Award on television. For one of the comedy shows. And I handed him, he was in the wheelchair by that time. So we came out of commercial. I was standing next to him. I handed him the award. And he looked up at me and he said, I stole your album. I said, what'd you say, Richard? He said, I stole your album in Peoria. So I said, well, I got a quarter of an album. And he said, "Give me a quarter. Somebody give me a quarter." He's unbelievable. And,
yeah.
And again, he makes it a lot, you know, that it's so, I can't stress it too much. It's so important, especially now, to just find the humor in it.
Well, you know, that's the thing. It's that plus, you know, millennials love you from being on Big Bang Theory. And, you know, now Young Sheldon, you're doing, you know, some work with them. I mean, it just doesn't matter what generation it is. You know, the comedy of Bob Newhart, which was hilarious when Button Down Mind came on 60 years ago, all these years later, kids who are 17, 18, 19, 20 in their 30s, they're also loving Bob Newhart as well. Not to mention some of the movies that you've done, like Elf.
Yeah, there are a couple. Not all of them, but there are a couple. I did one with Gene Wilder as a movie for television called Thursday's Game, written by James Brooks. And that was a lot of fun. That was, again, it's a secret. You know, good writing and good cast had a hit.
Yeah. So,
it's interesting. When the album came out, it was really a sea change in comedy. It was Mike and Elaine, Shelley Berman, Lenny Bruce, Jonathan Winters, myself. And it was picked up by the college kids. The college kids, they'd go to the dorm and they'd all get a beer. And they played the comedy records, either mine or Shelley's or Mike and Lane's or Lenny's. And that was their nightclub. And so it really, the young people kind of set the tone for tomorrow. You may find that kind of frightening right now, but that's what they do.
I find everything frightening now, Bob. So, 91 years old, how are you going to celebrate?
I just bought myself a new camera, and the family's coming over, the family in L.A., and we're going to have dinner. And, you know, when it's all said and done, when you reach 91, you start thinking about what it's all said and done. It's your friends and it's family. And that's what the world's all about. It isn't about awards and that kind of thing. It's about your friends. I miss so many of my friends that aren't here anymore. Dick Martin, I mentioned Don Rickles. But Rickles and I had a deal. If I was in the audience and he was on stage and he wasn't making any sense, I was going to come out of the audience. And I wasn't making any sense. He would come out of the audience and say, you know, it's Bob, it's over, okay, you know. And there were a couple of times with Rickles. I started toward the stage several times. But then I turned around and take my seat again.
Oh, man. Bob, you're the greatest. Thank you so much for spending some time. I really appreciate it. I can't tell you how happy I am to see you and how well you're doing. It's just great. And
I got my mother lived to 94, so I have to thank her genes for that. I still make sense.
You sure do.
I think.
You sure do. I'll tell you what. I'll walk up on the stage if I ever hear you not making sense. Is that all right?
There may be a big line of people in front of you.
he is just the funniest guy. I love that guy so much. The great Bob Newhart, celebrating his 91st birthday yesterday, and we're happy that he spent some time with us for not only for our WGN radio show, but we built that into a nice story for our brand new primetime newscast, News Nation, that you can watch on our national cable channel, WGN America. They ran the story yesterday, and WGN-TV ran the Bob Newhart story. That's what Bob was talking about in the interview, and he congratulated us on our new effort, and he thought what a great idea to have a national newscast that doesn't take sides, that is neither left nor right, and just, you know, reports the news. Even Bob Newhart likes the idea. And we'll be developing some stories for News Nation. And you can check it out yourself. It's on WGN America from 7 to 10 p.m. Central Time. You can also take a look at NewsNationNow.com, their website, and get all that you need from there. Maybe you just want to listen to good old Dean on the old-fashioned radio. We're going to continue after a quick break with a little mini version of our Food Time show. I've got some ideas for you for the grill for the holiday weekend. What are you doing on the grill this weekend? You got some plans? Something special that you're going to do? I'd love to hear about it. 312-981-7200.